He was one of the wealthiest men in America, yet almost everyone that ever worked with him would tell you that money didn't change him. He cared about his employees and his customers, and it showed in the way he lived life. We go to his hometown on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Peggy Hamilton began working with Walmart in 1971, and many of those years were spent working closely with founder Sam Walton.
He always preached to us, you know, watch your costs. Make sure that you're getting the best cost that you can, the best quality that you can, and offer that to our customers.
But Peggy says while the bottom line was very important to Sam, it was the people, employees and customers that came first.
He could not see the need to put any money into our offices. The money should go to the stores and to make the stores better for the customers.
Peggy helps oversee the Walmart Visitor Center in Bentonville, Arkansas. It was store number one. Alan Drano says you can come here and see Sam's personal vehicle, a reflection of how he lived life.
He drove a 1979 Ford F-150 custom pickup. And even when he was the wealthiest man in America on the cover of Time magazine, that was what he drove. He would always ask, what am I supposed to drive my dogs around in, a Rolls Royce? And he didn't. He was not pretentious.
The museum chronicles Walton's life, but it's not entirely a museum.
Rather than doing an exhibit in the very front of the visitor center at Walton's Five and Dime, we decided to make it a working Five and Dime. We've stocked it full of all sorts of items and products that baby boomers look at and say, wow, I remember that when I was a kid.
The Five and Dime still sits on the square in this small town, just as it originally did many decades ago. Traveling the countryside in Bentonville, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.